What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Eating Good in San Cristobal, Mexico for Under $8. So as you guys know, whenever I travel, I make videos about how much it costs to eat if you cook your own food. In my case, it's chicken and vegetables. I'm back in San Cristobal again. I was here a little bit over 2 years ago. And prices are still decent. It's still, the prices are still decent. The chicken over here is 40 pesos or $88 a kilogram. They're skinless. They do have the bone in them, which is fine, but they're skinless. Now, it's $88 a gram, I'm sorry, a kilogram. The current exchange rate is $1 equals 20 of their pesos. So this, for example, this here is almost half a kilo. This is a little bit over $2. So you are getting about a pound of chicken for $2, which is actually a little bit more expensive than in America. You know, for the food truck, I can get boneless, skinless. I can get pretty much this in America for $2.10 a pound, and that is boneless. This here has the bone in it. So you're obviously getting more meat for it. But then again, in America, you know, I buy 40 pounds of this stuff for my truck. I know Walmart, you can actually get a pound of boneless, skinless chicken from Walmart. You can actually get them from Walmart for $2.90. Now, if you guys do what I did sometimes, you know, you can actually go to Sam's and get this with bone and skin for $1.78 a pound, which actually would be definitely cheaper than this. You know, the skin, you just grab the skin by your hands and pull it off the damn meat and call it mission accomplished, you know. So again, guys, a pound is $2, so this is a little bit better. This is obviously better priced than what you will get at, say, Ralph's in California or Publix in Florida. It's almost on Sam's and Walmart level, so this is a good deal over here, guys. It is a good deal. But again, if you own a restaurant like me and you're willing to buy from a wholesaler, a distributor like Restaurant Depot, you can get this and boneless for $2 and about 10 cents or 18 cents a pound. But overall, guys, this is a good deal over here. As you guys can see, I'm getting about a little bit over 2 pounds of chicken for 80 pesos divided by 20, $4. So this here, guys, cost me the equivalent of $4 in America. The vegetable here, okay. Both of these guys cost me 30 pesos, so that's a dollar and a half. So this is a dollar and a half over here. This here is also a dollar and a half as well. So we got $3 here, $4 here, $7. So this is $7. I also bought an energy drink for 15 pesos. Which is a little bit under $1. So if you guys buy the Mexican made energy drink, which is just as good as Monster, instead of paying $2 and some change, you'll pay well under $1. Over here, guys, I got my Starbucks coffee. This is a big big cup. It cost me 57 pesos, which is almost $3. In fact, I still have some coffee in it. The thing about Starbucks here is that Starbucks probably makes more money here than they do in America, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, at $3, this is probably how much it cost in America. Okay, in America, I know you can get you can get a tall coffee just like this for $2.80 some cents. Now I know you guys are gonna get smart and say, well, yeah, $2.80, but is it, a big coffee like that? How much is this as a big coffee in America? Like $3 and some change. Again, this is a little bit under $3 here in Mexico. But here's the thing, dudes. First of all, instead of paying people $15 an hour, you're paying them $15 a day. Secondly, rent here is more realistic. So companies here, American companies here, are probably paying a third of what they would back in America when it comes to rent. And they're literally paying a fraction of the cost when it comes to employee salaries. So all these American companies like Subway, McDonald's, Burger King, they make far more money in the third world than they do back in America. Not because their selling prices are higher than back in America, but because labor is cheap, rent is cheap. But overall, guys, like I've said many, many times, America still has pretty goddamn good prices on food. Again, in America, I know you can get this from Walmart or even Sam's with skin at a cheaper price. The vegetables, this is actually a good deal. Oh, wait a second. This is Walmart, actually. I take it back. Great value. That's a Walmart brand. They do have Hecho en España. I really don't think this is made in Spain. Hecho en España. I really don't think this is made in Spain. Great value. That's a Walmart brand. I know that for a fact because that's what I get in America. I get great value because that's a Walmart brand. The store, they do have Walmarts here in Mexico. However, the place I went to is called Bodega in San Cristobal. So maybe Bodega is owned by Walmart or it's in some sort of association with Walmart, because again, this is a Walmart brand. This is Walmart, great value. So I know back in America you can get 16 ounces of vegetables from Walmart for 88 cents. So granted, this here you're getting more of a variety and stuff like that, so it definitely is worth, a dollar and a half. But overall, again, guys, America is still winning when it comes to the cost of raw goods, like chicken and vegetables. As long as the food ain't fucking processed, America is still number one, guys. And I traveled all over the world, The only country that, no, I don't even think Ukraine comes close to America. I mean, Ukraine is pretty damn good. So far, guys, I think Mexico is the closest country to America in prices for raw natural foods. Colombia does have some decent prices, but overall, Ukraine is actually better than Colombia when it comes to raw foods like this, believe it or not. Again, guys, it's just that America is just so advanced with food manufacturing that they can keep prices low, So this whole thing about inflation, yeah, it's true, but that's inflation for processed shit, And again, this large cup of coffee, this actually was 48 pesos 2 years ago. 46 pesos 2 years ago, okay? I remember 46 pesos 2 years ago. Now it's 57 pesos. So inflation went up by what? That's what, 20% inflation? It's still under $3. I mean, don't get me wrong. Even by American standards, it's a pretty damn good. But again, Starbucks is paying $15 a day to their employees, not $15 an hour. Rent here again is probably a third of what they pay back in America. So they're making a killing. So you guys out there who are watching this in America, if you guys really genuinely want to make a killing when it comes to like fast food, shit like that, come to Colombia, come to Mexico, come even to Ukraine, because you can actually sell at almost American prices, but you're paying far less for your operating cost. Anyway, guys, I'm getting tired. I spent the whole day traveling from Colombia to here. So I'm gonna cook this food, listen to TFM, and go off to bed. So, again, guys, all this you see here, 80 pesos, 60 pesos. 80 plus 60 is what? 80 plus 60 is 140. So all this you see here, guys, is $7, maybe $7 and a few cents. But yeah, I think it's a good deal. You guys let me know in the comment section. Peace. Talk to you later.